Blog Talk Radio.
I've been ungrateful. I've been unthankful. Yet you still find mercy for me. Oh, I've been unfaithful. I've strayed away. But you never stop believing in me. Oh, Lord, I have fallen short of your glory. But I refuse to let that be the end of my story. And you said if we confess, you forgive our sins.
Out there tuning in, we just want to say God bless you. You are tuned in to the Angels of Melody International with your host, Miss Angel on Deck, right here in Detroit. And we just thank the Lord for his many blessings. We thank him for another day that he has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. And why are we glad? We're glad to have another day of breathing. We could be dead and gone. We could be in the hospital on tubes, and you know what I'm saying? I was in the hospital on yesterday. I was having a reaction with acid reflux for a few days. I mean, I knew I had it, but I've never had, like, an attack the way I've had it. And I'm telling you, it was terrible. and I was sitting in the hospital bed, and they had me in the cardiac department. And I was sitting in a cardiac department. I mean, I'm hearing all these people saying they're going to be, you know, the doctors telling them they're going to admit them. They had a heart attack. They had this and that. But I just felt peace. And when the doctor came in, that's when they told me. They said that, you know, I was going to go home, that it was not my heart, that my heart was A1, but that it was the acid reflex. How many out there heard of acid reflex? That's a bad thing. I'm telling you, it reacts as if you're having a heart attack, you know, with pain in the chest and the shortness of breath. And I said that to say this. I thank God, because I could have had it could have been a heart attack. I could have died. Anything could have happened. But I thank God that he has kept me. Hallelujah. Even for those 3 days, I just kept praying. I said, I don't want to go to the ER. I'm believing God. And I thank and I praise him for what he has done. So we ought to be able, we ought to be shouting today and just giving God praise and honor and glory for what he is doing and how he's connecting us all together. I want to give a shout out to all of those here in Detroit, to High Praise Cathedral in Inkster. We thank God for Apostle Hatton, Prophetess Joyce Hatton. We thank God and all of our family there. We just want to say God bless to everybody that's listening in, even within Africa, all of Africa. We thank God. We want y'all to tune in tomorrow morning. Today, we want to say happy birthday, happy 55th Independence Day to all of Nigeria. Today is their Independence Day, and we're going to celebrate it right here on the Angels of Melody. Tomorrow morning, early link's going to be posted. We're going to play 2 hours' worth of nonstop great gospel Nigerian music by our family around the world. And then on Saturday morning, we want y'all to tune in. On Saturday morning, I will be having DJ Ronnie Ron of Hip Hop Praise. He's going to be co-hosting with me on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. to 12 noon. We're going to be talking about Pimping Is Not Ministry. That's going to be deep, y'all. We're going to be accepting calls. We're going to have calls coming in talking about Pimping Is Not Ministry. And then Saturday night, we're going to be on again with the great guests. And then Sunday, we're going to be on live from High Praise Cathedral on Sunday. Where, you know, this October is Domestic Violence Month. And so we're going to all be doing something. So you're going to be hearing us from the church every Sunday. Prophetess is going to talk more about that in a few moments, but we thank God we're going to be here live. So we want y'all to just tune in. Links will be posted. But I just thank God for what he's doing. Tonight we got a special guest. We thank God. I praise God for her. She's family to me. But we thank God for Preachers of L.A., mother of Dietrich Hatton. A lot of y'all know gospel recording artist Dietrich Hatton. We have his mother on with us, Prophetess Joyce Hatton. And before we click her on, we're going to go to this great song that I want to just dedicate. Me and her both want to dedicate this to all of the women out there that is listening in around the world. And right after we get finished with this song, we're going to click Prophetess on, and we're going to let her just go as she sees fit to go. All right? We'll be right back.
This song is called Destiny. It's kind of autobiographical, and here it goes. I've got a destination in my view. The road may be bumpy getting there, but I'm pressing through. I will enjoy this journey, no matter come what may. I'll become better and stronger and wiser. Every day I've got a vision and a purpose, a divine destiny. It may not look like it right now, but faith ain't what I seek. it is the things I hope for, believing that it will come. And no matter how long it takes, I know God's will shall be done. His will is that I prosper. His will is that I win. His will is that I fight on. His will is that I live. Ooh, he gave me what I needed when he gave greatest love. And now that I've got Jesus helping me along the way, he's perfected everything about this old girl, making me brand new in every way. So I'm
Campbell, my God, my God.
I know that's right. I was over here hollering, y'all. I'm telling you, that song is powerful. Every time I hear that song, it just do something to me. I'm not what I used to be. My God, I'm following Jesus every step of the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, my destiny wasn't in that bar. Glory to God. It wasn't in the bottle. It wasn't in that weed. It wasn't in them cigarettes. Hallelujah. It wasn't in the man. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I thank God on today. Hallelujah. After listening to that, that has set me on blaze. My Lord, my Lord. I'm telling you, we thank God for this great month of domestic violence. I'm telling you, I thank God for all of the survivors. Many of you, I'm telling you, have went through. Some of y'all have called in even the past couple of weeks and shared concerning domestic violence, and we're setting time, even for this month of October, that you would be a part of this great program that we're going to be having day to day throughout the week and the weekend, having women calling in all over the world sharing how they survive domestic violence. And it's still going on. I'm telling you, but we got to keep praying. We have to keep praying. And I'm telling you, it's something very serious. But we thank God tonight that this is the first night that it started, that we are opening up with our very own prophetess, Joyce Hatton. So we're going to click her on right now. I'm excited. God bless you, prophetess.
God bless you. What a pleasure to be able to be with you, Evangelist, Tanya, and Angel, my angel. So what a blessing. I heard your awesome testimony, and it is a blessing to be alive.
Yes.
There's so many young people. We were at a funeral the other day, a young 43-year-old man. He had children, a family, a wife. We went to the funeral Sunday. He just, he just didn't wake up the next day. And
my
they
God.
Didn't have any clue about what happened. Mm. Just didn't wake up. And a few minutes ago, I got a call that our brother, you know, from Nigeria, Emmanuel, his brother passed.
Yes.
We
just got
that call. We just got that call just now. So, and he was only 66 years old. Well, that's a year older than me. Good Lord.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
so many things happen. But isn't it a blessing? Just like you said, you went to the hospital, but thank God it wasn't as bad as it could be. And thank God
that
you're still here and alive. And I'm so grateful for that. Well,
amen.
I'm glad to be with you. This we're getting ready for Domestic Violence Month, and we want to make people aware. We want to have every kind of information that we can to give people on Sunday morning. We will be sharing and being a blessing. You're going to be a part of that, and people are coming from all over to be a part of it so that we can make people aware that you don't have to continue to be abused. And that your eyes must open, and you must know that there's so many different ways to be abused, not just beaten, but there's so many ways to be abused. And we're going to be giving out that information on Sunday and preaching every Sunday morning and ministering and sharing with people of God so that they can be healed. You know, because the Lord lets us know, evangelists, that we are, as I will praise thee. David says, for I am fearfully, he recognized who we are, that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. You have to know that when you are dealing in situations that make you feel small, low self-esteem, things that are said to you to make you feel as though you're not worth or worthy of life, that you're not worthy of the family that you have or the children you have or the husband you have. That's the enemy's plan, to make us feel as though we're not worthy. But we are, you know what, we're awesome. And if we're praising, we're fearfully and wonderfully made, unique and outstanding. What if David had even a fraction of the knowledge about the human body? Do you understand that we would be in awe if we understood who we really are and how God has made us and the things that he's put inside of us that made us unique and one of a kind. The cells, the simplest form of life, is more complicated than the most complicated man-made thing. The average number of living cells as human adults is 60,000 billion. I'm telling you, do you understand? Each of these in something called DNA that has the genetic blueprint for the entire body. Also highly specified to do its own purpose. Isn't God awesome?
Yes, he is.
You know, a God that would make and give us that many cells, create us in such a way to be fearfully and wonderfully made, want people to beat us, want us to be torn down, want us to be abused. There's no way God that created you want you to be abused, accused, destroyed, or torn down. That's not God's
way.
So, you know, we have to know, you have to know who you are. When you come to yourself and realize who you are, you know what? Somebody said bounce. You'll bounce. So when you really come to the place that you know who you are, listen, Each of the 10 billion brain cells is more complicated than a telephone system in a huge metropolis. The heart is the size of a man's fist, yet daily pumps 2,000 gallons of blood through 60,000 miles of blood vessels.
Yes, that is.
You know, and not only that, distributing food, but at the same time gathering waste. The eye is the most intricate camera ever made. The hand, the most versatile instrument on earth. And on today's market, the hand. It's so versatile. It's the most creative, the most outstanding, the most unique, the most one-of-a-kind instrument that was ever made.
That's right.
Something? So that you is need something. To know, I want people that are listening, that are being abused and going through and being hurt and being going through changes and feeling like you're nothing and want to kill yourself. I just kill myself because I'm just going through. The Lord is concerned about you.
That's right.
And he wants to heal you. He wants
That's
to heal
right.
you. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? That if you
That's
allow
right.
the Holy Ghost to be there, that God literally is housed inside of you, you're somebody.
That's right.
Don't you even dare think of wanting to be destroyed or destroying yourself. You're somebody. We're working.
Amen.
And listen, God has a plan. He wants to help you. He wants to change you. He wants to fix things for you. And God wants to turn things upside down. I think that's so awesome to be able to look at the value that God has in a human being.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was awesome to be
yes,
able to look at it. And you know what? The Bible says in 2 John, 2, beloved, I wish above all that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. The Lord wants you prosperous. The Lord wants you blessed. The Lord wants your household blessed. The Lord wants to turn things around for you. The Lord wants to help you. It's his wish above all things that God is concerned about you, and he wants you blessed. He wants your soul blessed. He wants you to prosper, and he wants
That's
good
right.
things to happen to you. So don't you blame God for the things that you're going through. Don't get angry
yeah.
at God. God is concerned about you. The Bible
That's
says
right.
in Exodus 15, I will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord, thy God, and will do that which is right in the sight, and will give ear to his commandment and keep his statutes. I will put none of these. Let me tell you something. Don't you dare blame God for the things that the enemy is bringing. I want you
yeah.
to know that the Lord, God doesn't have you. If you're going through and you're hurt and you're abused and you're going through changes, you're sick or the enemy is fighting you in every single way, it is not God's plan for you to be destroyed.
That's right.
In fact, you're not a victim. You're a victim.
That's right.
Not a victim. You're more than conqueror. You're
That's
a
right.
child of God, the Most High, and you need to say it. You got to learn how to stay on my head and not the tail. I don't care. And I don't care if I'm in a situation now, don't know what I'm going to do and how I'm going to get out. God has a plan for my future. I think that's awesome. You
that's
are
right.
And not believe. You are a warrior and not a wimp. Rise up and I command you to be strong. No matter what you're going through, I want to command you to look it in the face and say, I'm coming out of this situation. I will not be
consumed. I know that's
I will not be consumed. Whatever you're dealing with, I don't care where it is around the world that you're dealing with something that God knows, and I want you to know this. The Lord sends word that he's concerned about you. And right in your space, right in your place where it seems like nobody's concerned, nobody cares about you, I want you to know the Lord sends word that he cares and he's concerned about your life. I love it that the Lord this gives us a word that you are a warrior and not a wimp. You're rich and not
That's
poor.
Right.
God, and if somebody tells you that it's okay and that the Lord wants you poor and that the Lord wants you in this situation, I come to tell you that he's a liar.
That's right.
The father of lies. It is not of God for you to be sick. It is not of God for you to be unhappy. It is not of God for you to be afraid. It is not
yeah.
of sorrow. It is not of God to be cursed. It is not of God for you to die. He wants you to live.
That's right.
You are rich and not poor. You are healed and not sick. You should be happy and not sad. Come up. Whatever you do.
That's right.
I want you to, while you're listening to us right now, to literally raise your hand and begin to worship, glorify, and magnify God.
Yes.
This angel, half an hour that we've already been sharing, that we do another one of Dietrich's really awesome songs. And then we'll come back with some. Would that work?
Okay. Yes, that will work. That will work. I had one up right now.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Okay. All right, y'all. We're going to be right back with Prophetess. We're going to go to a song by Dietrich Hatton, and we'll be right back. right, y'all, we back. Show me the way. All right, I'm telling you, we thank God, prophetess. I love that song. And you know what? I had good news for you. I was able to get a hold to It's Over Now and that great song by Gerald and Tammy Hatton, Steady.
Oh, I love Steady. Oh,
yeah, I did get it.
I want to move, and then afterwards, I want to hear. And before we leave, and when we're leaving out, and I'm leaving you, I want you to do Dietrich's last song. But Steady would be a phenomenal song to be able to do as soon as I share this, because here's this.
Okay, that'll be fine.
You know,
yeah.
So many people have taken so many hits. The enemy has come from every side to destroy the people of God, those that are unique, outstanding, one of a kind. God has some plans for you. And I want you to know that everything that happens to you is not always the devil.
That's right.
Sometimes God is using your haters, using your enemies, using your limitations, using your weaknesses, using the devil to get you angry enough that when you get angry enough, something happens. You have sometimes we're not angry enough. You got to get mad at the devil and what he's trying to do to you, trying to hold you back and hinder you and block you. God is behind sometimes the aggravation that takes place, but he is taking you to a destination and a destiny that you can't be stopped. Sometimes
that's right.
God is behind some of the things, and some of the things we're going through, God has been trying to get you to a place to make you move into the right direction.
That's right.
So in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that your gifts are being stirred. Get up.
Jesus.
You rise. You're at a boiling point. You've been wounded. You've been hurt. You've gone through. You've been lied on, talked about. Sometimes don't even know whether you're going or coming. I remember like Hannah got into a place. She had an enemy in the house. She had another, you know, in the Old Testament, they can have more than one wife. And Hannah's husband had Peninnah. And Peninnah was there, and she was the enemy. She was aggravation. And every time she'd have another baby, she'd talk about it. She'd bring the baby probably and bring it and let Hannah look at it. Kind of like, I don't know, that could have been domestic violence. Because I'm telling you, if it had been in the day and time and the kind of people we are, it would have been a real deal going down, coming, showing me the baby. Sometimes people are going through that. You know what? Evangelist Angel, let me tell you this. My life was one. I remember having to, you know, one of the things that we shared on Preachers of LA was my life. And Dietrich and I shared some of the things that I had to go through with his father. And and so, you know, every now and then I would have been maybe beaten by him or hurt by him or abused by him. And then he'd be away from the house, not there. He'd go through these changes. Every now and then he'd bring one of the women by. I remember him bringing one of the women by and blowing and in the car waving up at the apartment where I was. Isn't that something?
Yeah, that is.
I'm telling you, the enemy is crazy. He uses people. Sometimes people look like their assignment is to make you miserable.
That's right.
Their assignment is to hurt and to bruise you. Sometimes it seems as though their assignment is to confuse and to make you feel like dropping out of your worship and dropping out of your plan, the plan that God has for you for your future. But I want you to know it's not about your past, it's about your future. And where you're going, God's going to take you where you've never been before. And I want to decree and declare that there's some that God is doing some unique and outstanding things for. Hannah was in a position.
Yeah.
I think that she was pushed to a place because Peninnah would come by every now and then. She had a baby. Then next year she'd have another one. Then she'd had another one. She kept having them. And Hannah was barren.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Sometimes we're barren. The things that we've been waiting on, the things we're looking for, the things we've been expecting from God. It's not just the baby, but other things. We're barren. Sometimes the situation is barren. There is no fruitfulness to it. Things that God promised us look like that God we were looking, expecting, and wanting, and believing God for look like has dried up.
My Lord.
You know what, Angel? I'm telling you, when this woman got to a place where she was, I need it now. I need a miracle. Her anger pushed her to a place in God that she'd never been before. She went
My Lord.
made God. You know what? She got to a place where she made God have to bless her. She worshipped and she cried and she loved God until the priest thought she was drunk. I'm telling those that have been wounded and been hurt and going through some changes, I've been there. I remember crying sometime all night long, but go back to the church and shout.
My Lord.
The next day, maybe all night long I've been abused and all night long I'm going through some changes, but go back to the service the next night and shout and pray and act as if it hadn't happened to me. That went on for years. That wasn't an overnight issue. That went on in my life for years and years and years. Because of some of the teaching, I didn't just leave. I'm telling you, this woman was in a place where she, but God pushed her, looked like it was a push. You're barren? Call me. You're barren? You want me to do this? The woman got to a place where she was drunk, looked like she was drunk. That's what the priest thought. She got intoxicated by faith. Turn anger into faith. You got to turn your anger into faith.
Yeah.
She got provoked to a presence of God. And I'm telling you, she got provoked to go all the way in. She got provoked to get in on her knees. She got provoked to make a vow to the Lord. I've been provoked. Somebody ought to say, I've been provoked. I tell you, you messed with me for the last time. You hurt me for the last time. I've been wounded for the last time. You have provoked me.
Yes.
I've been provoked to a place where I'm going to get an answer. I've been provoked until I know that God is going to help me. I've been provoked until I know that God is going to do something about it. I've been provoked.
Yes.
The pain has pushed me to my promise. Oh, yes. I've got to pray like never before. I've got to pray like never before. I've got to believe like never before. I'm going to pray like I've never prayed before. I'm going after God like I've never gone before.
Oh,
I feel a breaking. I feel a breaking of day. I feel that out there I'm speaking. I'm targeting somebody. I don't care what part of the world you're in. My finger is pointed towards you in the name of the Lord. Rise up. Be provoked to worship. Be provoked to have faith that God's going to take you to a place you've never been. And that you're coming out of no matter what. You're coming out of breakthrough. Breakthrough. No for an answer. God's going to do something for me. My faith takes me somewhere. And without faith, God. Sometimes God will. You just got to believe him. You got to trust him. You got to love him. You got to believe him. You got to trust him. You got to go. Faith is the substance of things. Evidence. I want some evidence for it. Come forth. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. For by grace that we saved and through faith. Faith must exercise. Try to get. You got to get to a place where all these things make you love God like never before.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are. If you need protection, I decree and declare that the angels of the Lord are encamped around about you. Them that fear him and deliver him. I want you to know that Joshua 1:9 says, I have not commanded thee. I be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid. Neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, and whatsoever thou goest, he'll never forsake thee, he'll never leave thee. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge, my God, and him will I trust. You got to trust him to come out. You got to trust him to believe. I believe God that was going to bring me out. Now around the world, my children are launched. Gerald is launched. We're going to be playing a song in a few minutes from Gerald and Tammy. And I'm telling you, their song, just the other day they were with Bishop Jakes doing something. They have one of his groups training and teaching them. They were just at Megafest doing something there. They were just at doing something in some large arena. Thousands of people with Mary and Mary. Gerald is there. Gerald is the MD for her. He was just on television with Tamar playing the piano and talking and sharing. Just in another country doing something else. Just in another place. Just in Atlanta doing something in a marvelous way. God launched us around the world. And when the enemy thought he would kill us, when the enemy thought we would die, when the enemy thought he was going to do something to hold us up, it was God. God.
Yes.
God is going to protect you, precious. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how it is, what he's done. I want you to know it, that the Lord has a plan. The fear of man bringing a snare. But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. You, God, I'm telling you, he knows how to cause you to be safe. We're dispatching angels now to take care of you. I remember reading a story or hearing this powerful story of a woman that had been abused by some demonic people, and there were witches and warlocks and stuff, and they had come after this woman, and they put her and drove her to her house and told her, you better not come out. So she went into the house and began to call on the name of the Lord. Jesus! Began to call his name and power and began to believe him. I tell you what, the demons and the people around her surrounded her house. She heard them come up on the roof, come up as if they were coming down through the chimney. And she heard rumbling up on her roof, and they were fighting. And I'm telling you, she was wondering, what in the world is going on my roof?
Yeah.
Those people that surrounded her, those people that had said she couldn't come out, those people that had been fighting her and those that had taken her through had been knocked down on the floor as if they were dead. And know who did it but angels. I dispatch angels to take care of you. I dispatch angels to see about you. I dispatch angels to take care of whatever the enemy is trying to do to destroy you. I decree and declare that the Lord is going to bless your life. You know what, evangelist? Yes. Angel, let's bring that. All you got to do, baby, is be steady. One of my children's going to bless you. That's Tammy and Gerald. They're going to bless you, my baby. We'll be right back.
All right, y'all. We're going to be right back. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is doing on this program on tonight. We're going to be right back, y'all.
Let's go.
I've got an anchor that I can hold on to. I've got a savior that I can run to. I'm no longer distracted or blown by the wind that comes. You see, Christ is the anchor. Lord, you are strong enough to hold me steady.
right, y'all. I'm telling you, we clicking Prophet is back on. I love that song. When I heard it, I said, oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? They have so many wonderful songs on their CD. It is a phenomenal, phenomenal project, and I am excited. They were home for a little bit last week with me and spent some time at home and did a concert live right here at Bailey Cathedral. And so in Detroit, and it was awesome. So I just want you to know that all you got to do is be steady, and he's your anchor. And what does that? Love. I'm telling you.
That's right.
Listen, for God so loved the world, always remember that you're somebody unique, outstanding, one of a kind. You've been chosen. So then when things come against you and you're wounded and the enemy will try to mess you up, love. He gave only.
That's right.
The love factor. What's love got to do with it? Don't you know what God loves he's going to take care of? He loves you. You know what? You got to know that the Lord is concerned about you. And though you go through hurt, though you go through darkness, though you go through the enemy try to fight you, we have him on our side. And love is the key. Love to our spiritual success in church. Love is the key to our spiritual success as believers. Love is necessary in your spirit as a warm blood in your the blood running warm in your veins. Without blood, I mean, it is your lifeline as a believer. You got to trust him. You got to believe that he loves you enough. You don't have love. And if God do, you don't understand that God loves you, you don't have nothing. You don't have anything. You got to know that love, I'm telling you, love God. He loves you. The Bible tells us, even in Corinthians 13, I think, says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels. Okay, we're talking tongues, men, we're talking angels. All right, angel, and have not love, I am become as a sounding brass. Though I have the gift of prophecy, I can have all these gifts. But love connected with God is going to bring you out of anything you're dealing with, anything you're going through, anything the enemy has tried to put on you. You've been stressed out, sad, defeated, started feeling sorry. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. Started feeling overwhelmed, anxiety, hurt, bringing up the past. Let me tell you something. Snap out of it. I'm telling you, God is about to bless you. This is a time that God is about to do something. I'm telling you, you got to get the ultimate revelation that God is, he will cause you to be unstoppable, and nothing can destroy you except God allows it. So I want to just these last few minutes that we have, Evangelist Angel.
Yeah.
Tanya Angel, because we have a few more minutes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
I want to be able to speak over the people, and maybe even we can take some calls. What do you think?
Yes, we can. If someone you want to call in, you can call in 917-889-7095. If you even if you have to Facebook me and say, hey, I'm on the line, click me on, because I know a lot of people call in and they just want to call in, and some people just want to just listen. And when you click on the phone or you say a number or so, everybody is quiet. So I invite you all to if you have to inbox me and just say I'm on the line, then you can do so, and I will happily click you on. So again, that number is 917-889-7095.
That's it. And you know, Evangelist, the Lord is speaking prophetically to the people of all over the world that I know your works. Behold, I've set before thee an open door. I've sent a prophet to you, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength that some people are going through, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. I see what you've done. Now see what I've done. I've opened a door before you that no man can slam shut. You don't have much strength. I know that. You used what you had to keep my word. You didn't deny me. And when times were rough, doors now about to open. Doors serve as a barrier for an unauthorized person to come into a house, most especially when such doors are shut. And people or other things, including house pets, things that cannot come in when a door is shut. God has the right, and he has sometimes shut doors of heaven and maybe even hindered and brought it closed. But if God opens it, I'm telling you, no man can shut it. Doors and doorways have been symbolic to across cultures for as long as history has been recorded. A door is both an entrance and an exit. Angel, God is using you as a door to bless people. So it has been associated with portraits or portals and passageways or many levels through which or throughout history. But let me say this, that God is beginning something. An open door is happening for those that are listening today. Symbols of a new beginning. An open door shows that there's a way out and can always provide a view of what lies ahead. A closed door, a locked door, on the other hand, can represent a dead end or create a feeling that there's no way. But I want you to know that the Lord sends word that the door is open. Transitions, a door, a doorway. I want you to know that God has given you a transition and opening a door. He's using Angel, using Prophetess Haddon. He's using us to be able to say there's a gateway. Doors, gates, doorways, gateways are opening for you. Thresholds, and typically a border, a point in which God is doing something supernatural for those that are listening to us. And so if you'd like to give us a call, we'd like to answer some of your questions. We have a little more time, and we'd like to share with you. So, Evangelist Angel, give them that number.
We do have someone that's listening in, but they didn't want to be clicked on. Antoinette, I think you remember Antoinette. You remember her mother, boy, granddaughter.
Okay.
Yeah. She's listening in right now, and she just wanted prayer for direction, she said.
Direction and protection. And in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. God is now, in the name of Jesus, touching you, strengthening you, woman of God. Father, in your powerful and precious name, I declare and decree that my sister is being blessed. That nothing the enemy has done or tried to do will hold her up. I sincerely, Lord God, come to you believing and trusting that no weapon formed against her shall be able to prosper.
Yes.
And God, that you'll give her the victory. Give her a shout. Let her know that, Lord God, that you are covering her, that you're concerned about her, and that you are nothing the enemy can do will be able to destroy her. No neglect, nothing that the enemy. You are turning things around. You are giving her stability. You're making her strong. This powerful will that you've anointed her with, Lord God, you're using it to take her to her next dimension. We decree and declare in the name of the Lord. Father, touch her from the top of her head to the very soles of her feet. And we declare that in Jesus' name. God bless you, love. Love you.
Yeah.
All right.
Amen.
So tonight, this has been a wonderful time I've had with you. Tanya, how soon can we do it again?
Well, we're going to be on every day all next week. So whatever day you're available, Prophetess, we would love to have you on. We're going to be having a lot of women that's going to be calling in from around the world sharing how they are a survivor of domestic violence.
And I'm going to tell you, I'd love to be able to hear one of them calls.
Yes, and you know what else, Prophetess? We got someone very different that is going to call in. There's a brother. If y'all listening in out there, there's a brother that came to me on last week crying, and he said, I am not a wimp. He said, my mother raised me not to hit a woman. So he would take his frustrations out by beating the wall and knocking holes in it. Can y'all believe this? He wants to be a part of the domestic violence because he got beat by his wife. Isn't that something?
Tanya, do you think he'd come and visit us and share his testimony on a Sunday morning? Wow.
I can see, but I was just like in awe because we know it happens, but a lot of men, they feel like, oh, if I talk about how I got beat, they would look like I'm a wimp. But he said many a days, he said, oh, I would shake her to get her off me. He said I never would touch her because he said my mother and my grandmother taught me not to raise a hand, but he said he took a lot of beatings where she was spit in his face and, you know what I'm saying, and hit him all over across the head with something and blackened, you know, bust his eye, almost knocked his eye out with iron, you know, just because she couldn't have her way all the time. Things were happening, you know, he said he got laid off of work and how she just beat him, you know, jumped on him and everything. And I said, wow, I couldn't believe it. Yeah, and he said he wanted to come out and share it. And he said, I'm not a wimp, and that's what had him nervous for so many years from speaking about it. He would hear about women talking about how they got beat, and he said he would just sit there and just ball up in tears because he knew that he was going through a lot of domestic violence. But he said he finally walked away, but he stayed. He said, my friends told me to get out. He said, but I stayed because of the children. He stayed because he felt things can work out, you know. And it's very deep. It's very deep. So we're looking forward to having him being on one of those days to share his testimony as well.
Oh, I'd like to question him where he is now. Is he still with that woman that was beating him? Did she get delivered? Did he get delivered? Who got delivered? Father, in the name of Jesus.
No.
I want to know hear some more about that. We're going to be in prayer from around the world. We're going to be in Philippines and in Hong Kong for a few days. And we're looking forward to that and excited about the move of God that's taking place. Evangelist, I can't wait till God takes an angel around the world. I know that God is going to do that. Miraculous things are going to happen to you. I prophetically speak that God is doing something big, something major, and outstanding concerning your life. It's been a joy being with you, and I look forward to another time.
We'll be together.
Listen, and for those that are listening and could tune in, or let's just give an address. It's 4010 Moore Street for anyone that's anywhere in the area. The angel is going to be with us, and we're going to be recording from there, around the world, we pray. And people listening in. So if you know anybody that would love to listen in, then what would they listen in to? Would this be the number? What would they do?
Links will be posted early Sunday morning on the pages, and also they can call this number at 12 noon, the 917-889-7095, and they'll be able to hear us live.
Oh, wow. It's going to be awesome. We're going to be blessing a lot of people. We're going to the shelters. We're going to the homes. You know what? You know, this will blow your mind, Angel. Older people are being abused. Children
are
being beat and killed.
My Lord.
We must do something about it as a body of Christ. One of the things we can start with is prayer and then being concerned and then making a difference by coming out. Well, let's talk about it. Because there's some people going through it that don't even know or wouldn't dare tell anybody.
That's right.
They're at home and they won't tell anybody, but we're going to open it up and we're going to let them have it right in the middle of all the places. What? Church. We're going to talk about domestic violence and how to be delivered and some steps, what to do to let God help you. It's been a joy being with you, Evangelist.
Yes, it was an honor having you on too, Prophetess. Also, I want to make mention to those that's listening in, if it's different ones you know that missed the show, they can click on the links again once we're done. They'll be able to click on the links. They can hear the show again. And also, after we're off the program, they can also download the show. So that's what I love about Blog Talk Radio, because these shows, people can listen in on this show next year sometime on this same link, and they will be able to still hear it.
Let's get out of here with Dietrich. It's over now.
Yes, it's over now. All right then, Prophetess, God bless you, and we thank God for you being on with us tonight to start this Domestic Violence Month off. We really we're really honored and excited about you being.
I love you. I love you, Angel.
And all right, love you, Prophetess, and we'll see each other on Sunday.
Okay, honey.
All right.
Take us out of here.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard Prophetess Joyce Hatton on with us. I'm telling you, it was dynamite on tonight. We thank God for all of y'all tuning in, and we just want y'all to tune in on tomorrow. Links will be posted as usual, but we always want you to know, don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great in Christ Jesus. We're going to go off with Dietrich Hatton. It's over now. God bless you all. We love you so much.